The homestead exemption in Illinois, and homestead exemptions are common. Most states have some form of a homestead exemption. Right now, today, in Cook County, $7,000, and everywhere else in the state, it's $6,000. So, and that comes off your equalized assessed value. It comes right off your taxable value. So you have a $150,000 house. In theory, it's assessed at $50,000. And in Springfield, that would reduce your taxable value, the $6,000 exemption, to $44,000. What the homestead exemption does is it shifts tax burden off homestead properties, owner-occupied properties, onto non-homestead properties, you know, be it a commercial property or a rental property or an industrial property.
This comes at a time when homestead exemptions are being discussed mm-hmm. at the state capitol. It comes at a time when they would actually double the exemption. For the city of Chicago, it'd be then $14,000, mm-hmm. and for downstate, it would mm-hmm. allow it to go to $12,000. That would be significant.
It would be, and you can see why he's doing it. Homestead exemptions work in the city of Chicago because the city of Chicago has a lot of commercial tax base that you can roll that higher value off on. Well, let's look at the city of Springfield versus, say, the village of Rochester. Springfield has taxable commercial base. You got malls and stores and medical facilities that are taxable. Rochester's commercial base is pretty small, and it's primarily residential. So the homestead exemption would have a much higher value in the city of Springfield than it would in Rochester. Go to Cook County. We know this from studies that were done at the time of the 7% solution up there. The adjusted general homestead exemption where property taxes were limited. In places like Kenilworth and Winnetka, where they're primarily residential, there was relatively little savings to homeowners there. In the city of Chicago, where you have all of that commercial base, the homestead exemption has a much higher value.
So, and in that light, it is one of those things where a politician loves to be able to say they delivered a tax break mm-hmm. and delivered a homestead exemption. Is it as sacred to Illinois as, say, the mortgage interest deduction is on a national tax basis?
I think so. I don't think you can ever go backwards and think about taking the homestead exemption away. And in fact, what we've seen more recently, as you say, politicians love to, there have been more and more homestead exemptions. You know, there's homestead exemptions for veterans and disabled veterans and disabled people. And one of the we did again at the Taxpayers Federation, we did a study in 2014 that talked about the growing number of homestead exemptions. And the assessors tell us, some assessors, that they spend as much as a third of their time dealing with homestead exemptions. And really what you want assessors doing is you want them out there valuing property correctly, and you don't want them messing with offering assistance to property owners, which you need to do, but you ought to have a simpler, cleaner system that doesn't take a third of the assessor's time. When that happens, then either you got to dump, you either need to spend more money in the assessor's office, which isn't happening, or the quality of your assessments is going to go down. And once you lose that quality, that uniformity of assessments, your system can't work fairly and efficiently.
What is suggested to correct that problem, or is there really any correction that could feasibly happen?
Well, the assessors actually have proposals. They would like all homestead exemptions on the same basis. You know, some are on market value, some are on EAV. The general homestead exemption comes off your equalized assessed value. Some of them come off market value. There's one that's tied to income, which requires the senior citizen assessment freeze homestead exemption, which requires the senior to prove each year that they meet the income limit. My personal favorite would be, I think we ought to collapse all of the exemptions and have one homestead exemption and tie it, means test it, tie it to income. The Department of Revenue has the data, or should have the data, because they require the PIN number to support your property tax credit. And so you'd have the Department of Revenue certify who is eligible for a homestead exemption and have two or three levels. And I think what that would do is homestead exemptions get sold on the senior citizen on a fixed income who's living in his or her house, and their property values keep going up because the market, you know, they live in a neighborhood where that's gentrifying, or you get caught in a bubble, and those people have trouble paying their taxes. And that always gets used as the excuse to change the system. You know, somebody with a good, healthy income that can pay their property taxes, they don't need this extra $7,000. They probably don't need the original $7,000, but I'm not, or $6,000 downstate. But I don't think you can take anything away from anyone. But if you had a graduated exemption, you know, say $6,000, everybody gets $6,000. If your income is less than $50,000, you get a $10,000 exemption. If it's less than $25,000, you get a $50,000 exemption. And if you tied ability to pay, because that's the issue with a property tax, if you tied ability to pay to the exemption, that would be my favorite. But that's fought by people who fear even that would be abused and taxes would be shifted more and more onto commercial, industrial, and rental properties.